Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO, and it's our chance right now to visit with Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave, how you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing pretty good this morning, Tim. How about you?
Well, fantastic. You know, we're charging ahead every day, and you know, with some pretty decent weather this week, people have had something to take a minute and smile about, right?
Absolutely. Say, I want to order some more days like Wednesday. Can you order up some more days like Wednesday?
I like that 75 to 80 degree stuff, too. That will work out for me. That's for
sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how about you at the office now at Mason City All Risk Insurance? We always have to kind of get the coronavirus update and how you're still communicating with people at this time.
Well, and you mentioned the key word right there is communication. You know, that's what it's taken to get through this and to work with our customers. And unfortunately, we have to communicate different ways, you know, not coming in and having a handshake and slapping on the back and all that kind of stuff. It's emails, text messages, phone calls, you know, all those different ways to get things, you know, taken care of. So bear with us, you know, keep on communicating. And, you know, just don't be afraid to ask some basic questions, you know, like, do I still have coverage or don't I? What is this thing I seen on my bill that I just received? This little reduction, you know, or whatever. And some companies are doing that. So there's a lot of different things, like I mentioned last week, that the companies are trying really hard to accommodate the customers through these difficult times. So are they going to last forever? Probably not. So just make darn sure that don't be in a situation where you can put, like, you might want to put yourself down in the south where they had a tornado. And then maybe you find out you didn't have any homeowners coverage. Mm-hmm. That would not be a good thing, would it, Tim?
No, not at all. But it is nice to know that, you know, some of the companies that you work with are doing some special things, because I think they realize, too, I mean, we're not probably driving as much. We're all going through some challenging times in our own different ways, that kind of thing. And so it is good to see that, you know, we always say that we're all in this together a little bit and kind of sharing that around a little bit.
Absolutely. Like we've always said many, many times in the past, just manage risk the best way we can. You know, if it looks like the premium or whatever is going to be way too much for you to handle or whatever, let's take a look at some options. Maybe we pick up the phone and call the company direct or whatever. But please, you know, don't let that coverage go away completely. The company I used to work for years and years ago had a real good statement, and I'm going to make that statement this morning. And that was, the premium won't break you, but a loss might. How true is that, Tim?
That is so. Yeah, so true.
Think about that a little bit. So that's something I think about many, many times when I talk to different people. Yeah, the premium's kind of high. Maybe it's kind of hard right now during some difficult times, but what's the alternative?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Very true.
Could be a mess. So stay in touch with us here at Mason City All Risk, 641-423-8785. 1415 South Monroe. We've got a drop box out front that leaves stuff off. And, you know, check us out on the website or whatever. You can Google Mason City All Risk and you'll find us there. But just the theme this morning is, keep on communicating.
Please keep on communicating. Hey, I got to ask you too, what are you hearing from some of your farm friends out in the countryside? Are, you know, I know you're talking about warm weather going into our little interview this week. I've seen a few of them turning some dirt out there.
Absolutely. They're getting started. You know, they look back at last year, you know, there was a window when the weather was nice. And then after a few days, it turned rainy. And they think back about last year. So right now, they're getting out there, and they're getting it done. And with all these wind we've been having, the ground is actually working up really good. It's they're tilling the ground, putting on anhydrous, doing some planting. So along with that, folks, be careful, because they do not go down the road as fast as a car does. And watch when they turn into them farm fields.
Absolutely. Boy, you're talking about, that's a little different time of year when you start to see some of the machinery going up and down the roadways. Got to look for the farmers, and they're doing great things out there. Dave, it's always fun to talk to you in the morning. Hopefully things are going well with you and your family, and always fun to talk to you on KGLO.
So far, so good, Tim. We'll see you on the radio.
Yeah, we'll see you on the radio, too. You better get going on some of those honeydew projects around the yard, though, right?
I suppose that'll be, it'll be piling up.
Dave, good to talk to you. Take care.
Take care, Tim.
That's Dave Bernhardt with us on AM 1300 KGLO.